The CFO announced Horton's passing online, praising her work in helping expand the organization's reach in the Ozarks. She began in 1988 as executive director, and she saw the organization move from being an all-volunteer organization through to becoming a robust foundation. She served as president from 1993 until she retired in 2003. When Horton joined the CFO, then called the Community Foundation of Greene County, the organization had $1.7 million in charitable assets. When she retired in 2003, that number had skyrocketed to $52.5 million. Susie Gray was the second longest-serving employee at the CFO. Horton hired her in 1989. Gray, now retired, says Horton took a leap of faith by leaving her job at Ozarks Public Television to work for the nonprofit as its first paid employee and hiring Gray as the chief financial officer. Gray says one of Horton's greatest attributes was her ease in getting donors to invest in the community foundation.
I was just really impressed with Jan. She was very professional, and she was so well respected in the community that it didn't take me long to figure that out.
After retiring, Gray says Horton's zest for life kept her involved in the community and pursuing other passions like the outdoors and bird watching. Today, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks is the region's largest public charitable foundation, with assets around $375 million and affiliate foundations in more than 50 communities. For KSMU News, I'm Josh Conaway.